Now time for our Troy Locker Room Chat here on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamma. We're joined by the Trojans girls basketball coach, Derek Jasper. Always appreciate the few minutes as we are navigating a difficult week with the weather in the area, and we will certainly dive into that here momentarily, coach. But let's start with the win on Friday at Riverside. Riverside has played very well, you know, going in to play them. It's always a tough place to play, but another victory for you guys, this time 48-31. Kind of take us back to that one and kind of the nuts and bolts from that 17-point win on Friday.
Tons of credit to Riverside and Coach Burns and the job he's done with all of his new starters. They've just drastically improved. We played them before Christmas early in December and beat them by 30-something, and it could have been more. This time they took much better care of the basketball. I think they had 15 turnovers, which was, we've been turning people over 25 and 30 times. So they took good care of the basketball, kept us from getting those, you know, those easy steal layup type points. Didn't get any transition points. Their half-court defense was very, very good. The Duncan girl did a nice job on Harper Wettstein, and the rest of the girls did a good job of helping, and just were really sound in their half-court man-to-man defense, and we kind of struggled with our execution, and was tied 15-15 at halftime, then took a five-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and then beat them 19-4 in the fourth quarter. But really a lot of credit to Riverside in that game. Harper, I think, season low, 15 points. Gracie Grable, 13 points. Allie Franken, 11 points and 12 rebounds. So we turned it on, cranked it up in that fourth quarter when we needed to, but the games are kind of over where we can just live on that one good quarter, and we've been doing that for about a month. We need to put together some better basketball for the whole duration of a ball game.
Yeah, and Substate, of course, starting next week. You guys have the luxury of a bye, but we'll talk about that in a moment. But navigating another tough week here with the weather. We had to early, you know, in January after the holiday break, but it was a little bit different because you had all those weeks off over the holiday break before we got back. Now, you know, a lot of these teams are playing those two, even three game stretches here over the last few weeks. Now it comes to a grinding halt here this week. And you guys, at the time of our conversation here, trying to figure out everything with the game against Oskaloosa, but appeared to be Thursday night, but as of right now, still kind of up in the air. But then Friday, scheduled to take on Horton to close out the regular season. So again, just kind of navigating a tough week here with the weather.
Yeah, no practice time. Obviously, we're not going to practice today. It's even snowing a little bit up here again now. So play Oskaloosa. I think they've got 11 or 12 wins, maybe sitting at like fourth in the league. Really good team, young team. Going to be a tough game with no prep time. And then turn right around and play Horton, who I kind of, them and Mar Hill, you know, right there with us are the best team in the league. I've been impressed with Horton. I've watched them. We had them in the Jamboree, and they've kind of got all the tools, size and length, and now they got some good guard play with the transfer girl. And Gary Sorensen, I tell you, I always feel like I'm by far the oldest coach, you know, when we're playing, but he's going to be up above me. I think he actually coached Jackson Heights when I played against them in high school. So that's going to be interesting, and he seems to have a lot of energy and doing a good job with them. So two of the top teams in the league will play back-to-back Thursday and Friday, and, you know, we're still trying to win a league championship, and that's all still up in the air, and it's going to be tough games without any prep, so we'll just see how we can do.
Yeah, you mentioned still a lot to be decided, but one thing that is decided for sure, it's the Substate bracket, and that's been put out. Just a quick thought here. You guys are at 16-1, at least to this point, according to the Substate. With the bracket set, the 2 seed overall, you guys are going to get a bye in that first round. So you guys won't play till next Saturday, March 1st. It'll be either against Blue Valley or Lincoln in the 7-10 game. How much have you been able to kind of dive into this? Obviously, Centralia, the top seed, they're still undefeated. But your path to a state championship tournament is set. What are your overall thoughts on that? And just kind of looking forward to next week.
Yeah, very interesting new format. So we've kind of been keeping an eye on that. You know, normally we would be in with Centralia, and they're absolutely loaded this year. So, you know, this gives someone else a chance to come out of that. And that doesn't mean anything that we're the 2 seed in that other side, because there's going to be tough games in there. Blue Valley, we were supposed to play Monday. Didn't end up going out there. Probably a good thing, because I think it probably would have been about a 5-hour bus ride home that night. But we were supposed to play them Monday, and now I think we'll play them next Saturday. I think they'll handle their business in the first round of that, and that's going to be a super tough semifinal game. And then, of course, we would have no idea if we were able to win that who we would play, and kind of unfamiliar opponents. But very interesting new format. I like it, because if you do have two great teams in a region, you know, both of them still have a chance to make it to the state tournament. And you know, that's kind of our goal, is to try to get there. But boy, we're going to have to play good basketball here in the next two we got this week in the league, and then we will have to play super basketball to try to come out of that bracket.
There it is. Troy girls basketball coach Derek Jasper joining us, wrapping up the regular season this week with games against Oskaloosa and Horton, trying to wrap up the league championship, as you mentioned, and then getting ready for the sub-state tournament. Trojans will have a bye, and their first matchup will be next Saturday, March 1st, at home against either Blue Valley or Lincoln. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we'll do it one more time next week.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate you.